We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends.
One, two, three.
Reception at the 38, to the 20, will not be caught, to the 10, to the house. Touchdown, Missouri.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Special edition of the show, special location tonight. Good evening. Welcome to Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Locations in Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, Joplin, Cape Girardeau, and right here in Columbia, Missouri at 2651 Trimble Road. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. We are live on the east side of Memorial Stadium, Faurot Field in Columbia, at the second annual Taste of the Tiger that benefits the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. And what a great job that those folks do, serving 32 counties across the great state of Missouri, and also serving 1.2 million people in need each and every year, serving them with food and other things as they, of course, try to help out those in need. Coach Barry Odom is alongside. We're with you until just before 7 o'clock. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have our player segment. A couple of offensive linemen, Trevor Sims from East St. Louis, Illinois, will join us. Also, the senior from Lee Summit, Missouri, Kevin Pendleton, will join us as well. That comes your way at the bottom of the hour. Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri. For each Tiger sack during the 2018 football season, the Missouri Credit Union will donate $300 to the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. So Barry Odom is alongside. A couple of headlines we want to talk about before we get to the head coach. First of all, we want to congratulate the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference, Greg Sankey. It was announced today that he was given an extension till 2023. We all know that Greg Sankey does a terrific job, particularly those that get a chance to interact with him as the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference. And we also want to send a shout out, I'm sure you join me in this as well, to Mizzou Emeritus Professor George Smith, who shared the Nobel Peace Prize in Chemistry. It was announced yesterday, so congratulations to Professor Smith.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, and I sent Commissioner Sankey a message earlier today when we heard of the announcement and great leadership that he's provided for our conference, but also nationally look at the landscape of collegiate athletics, and he is a mainstay in really every conversation that comes about and has done a great job, and obviously will continue to provide that leadership. And then on campus, the award that was presented yesterday, I tried to get get over for they had a little ceremony in the afternoon, and I tried to get over at 2:45 to listen and watch, and it was packed. You couldn't get into the lounge and the auditorium, so great for the university, and what a tremendous honor.
Yeah, tremendous honor for Professor Smith, and a great honor as well as for the University of Missouri. I want to stick with Greg Sankey in this opening segment before we talk about your football team here in just a second. But you're in meetings with Coach Sankey and with other head coaches around the Southeastern Conference. For those that are listening tonight and those that are here at Taste of the Tiger, give us an idea of what that atmosphere is like inside of those meetings. Very topics driven, correct?
Yeah, there's always a very direct agenda on what needs to be accomplished throughout the meeting. There's not any wasting of time, and there's obviously no question on who's in charge with the commissioner. And number one forefront that he always talks about are the student athlete experience and the brand and the league that we have the opportunity to compete in. He's very proud of that, takes it with great ownership, and provides us the structure and platform to go lead our programs the way that they should in our conference. We're lucky to have him.
He also came to you, what was it, a year ago? Said that he wanted you to get involved in something, and you said, well, wait a minute, I'm not sure that I'm the right guy because I've only been in the helm for a couple of years. He said, you don't have a choice in the matter, basically.
It was a one-sided conversation, and I ended up saying, yes, sir, happy to do it, and it's been a great experience for me.
Yeah, absolutely. What exactly is that?
Every year, a coach within the league is appointed as being the chair or the director of the conference within the coaches association. So this year was my year, and you assist and help run the meetings when we get together, and then present information to the director of athletics and the presidents and all the university folks when you get to that setting. So he runs the meeting, set the table, and help guide me through it along the way.
Was the bye week beneficial for your football team?
Yeah, our guys did a great job. We handled, coming off the Georgia loss, used it as a normal Sunday on getting through the film, putting that one behind us, and then immediately start on the game plan for South Carolina. We had a couple of bonus practices on them, and our guys did a great job on attacking it in the right manner, and they were very mature in their approach on how they did it.
Hard to imagine you're already one-third of the season complete, 3-1. Just a thought through the first four games on kind of where this team is right now.
Well, it goes really fast. You're already into the middle section of your schedule, as you mentioned, and I think the thing that I've seen, the growth on both sides of the ball, some things that we've done really well, we're going to keep on moving the direction that our team is, but also it gave us a chance to step back, grand scope and scheme and lens of all the aspects of our game on how we can get better. I'm proud of our offensive line on how we've moved through 4 weeks. We'll be able to block and run the football. It's got to be an advantage for us moving forward. And I think on both sides, as you get an SEC play, both sides of the line of scrimmage, it's so important on being able to control that part of the game. And I think we've got an opportunity to do that.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the program. In the meantime, let's go back to the Georgia game itself, because for the benefit of this audience, we haven't really had a chance to talk about that. You had a chance to have a week away from me last week on Tiger Talk. We had Jim Stirk with us. But what was your takeaway from how your team played against what was the second-ranked team in the country at that point?
Well, number one, I missed you last Thursday night.
I don't think that's true.
I was on the road recruiting, and that was good. But also, you look back at the Georgia game, and there were times during the game that we were in control of it. And then there were other times because we turned the ball over and we got a punt block for a touchdown. Any time that you walk away from a game and you're minus two or three in the turnover margin and you get a punt block for a touchdown, you're not going to win the game. But yet we found ourselves, it was an 11-point game in the fourth quarter. We had the ball, the resiliency that our guys showed and continued to fight and work through and make plays. We had opportunities. We weren't that far off, but yet we never could take the next step on taking control of the game and making things happen in our favor. You're frustrated with a loss, but also there's things that we took from that game that will continue to help us build and become a stronger and move the program forward.
I think you subscribe to the theory you should never have a punt blocked.
That's absolutely. I mean, you should go years without that happening. We had a breakdown in protection, and we've got to do a better job coaching it, and then we've got to go execute, and that can't happen.
What did you think about the job that they did defensively, particularly in the way that they were defending your pass game and stretching the field vertically?
Yeah, they took away most of the deep stuff. We had a couple shots that we didn't connect on. Also, we look back and maybe at times, with some of the things that were having success running the ball early on, maybe look back at would we change any of those things vertically down the field, but also underneath, we had a couple other drives going. One bounced off the shoulder pads and ended up in an interception. There were a couple times those drives as we didn't really get going. So credit to Georgia. They did a great job on doing some things there that limited that. They're a really good team, but we're not that far off.
Had another one, too, in the second half where a screen pass to Larry Roundtree set up perfectly. It was the perfect call, and he just couldn't hang on to the football.
Yeah, it was a little bit behind him, but regardless, we had the point of attack blocked really well. We had room to run, and the number one priority is the ball. End up with it, number one, when the play's over, but you got to play catch, and we didn't do that a couple times. But I think the guys learned a great deal about ourselves, and it's going to help us as we get going down here in the heart of the schedule.
Mizzou football coach Barry Odom is with us. I'm Mike Kelly. We're live from Memorial Stadium for Ofield in Columbia on the east side for the second annual Taste of the Tigers event to benefit the Food Bank of Central and Northeast Missouri. Reminder for those in the crowd, the silent auction is going on. There's plenty of food, vendors from across Columbia on hand, so make sure you hit all of the different stops along the way and enjoy yourself tonight. Barry Odom's alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. More Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Team jersey, check. Face paint, check. M-I-Z! Throat lozenges, check. Money for tickets? Better check.
With Great Southern mobile banking, it's easy to check your balance, move some money, even pay someone back. Download the Great Southern app and be in your seat by game time.
C-O-U!
Great Southern Bank. We're fans, too. Data rates may apply. See carrier for details. Member FDIC.
Check.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Women have game plans, but sometimes the unexpected happens. That's why Vitae Foundation uses effective research-based messaging to reach women and help them find healthy, safe options when faced with an unexpected pregnancy. A solid game plan, putting women in charge of their options. Research. Reach. Results. That's Vitae Foundation. Reaching pregnant women, resulting in life-affirming decisions where everyone wins. Learn more at adsforlife.org.
Enter the red zone with a team dedicated to advancing your ground game. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment solutions you need to call the right play. Here's another great call. Score big with a free Case IH hat. Plus, register for a chance to win a gas grill. For more details and to enter, visit caseih.com/tigers.
Tiger Talk from Memorial Stadium in Columbia, east side of the stadium. The second annual Taste of the Tiger event to benefit the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Barry Odom is alongside. Coming up in the bottom of the hour, our player segment, Kevin Pendleton and Trevor Wallace Sims will join us. Let Shelter take you to the zoo for a football game this season. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com/Mizzou and register for a chance to win two tickets to a Tiger home game during the 2018 season. Block Party is the official tailgate partner of Missouri Athletics. Show up, they handle the rest. www.blockpartypresents.com. And Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare, and also Shelter Insurance. Barry Odom is with us. Again, player segment coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every single day. Let's go back to the Georgia game. Kind of stay with that theme for a second. What did you think of the pass protection in that game against Georgia?
I thought for the most part, you know, we had time to throw the ball. A couple drives late in the game, I was able to feel some pressure. But, you know, our offensive line is at the top in the country on protecting our quarterback. And that doesn't just do with offensive line. That's also the route concept. That's with the tight ends helping in protection. That's with the running backs also assisting. And then our quarterback making decisions when to get rid of the ball. You know, you never want him to get hit. You never don't want your quarterback to get touched. And that happened a couple of times later on in the game. We also had some reads early on that when the ball could have been delivered and it wasn't. So it's all plays together. But our offensive line, we'll hear from some of these guys later, they take such great pride in protecting our quarterback and, you know, to a man on holding up their end of the bargain. And I'm proud of the way that they go to work every day, the things that they do, the way that you have to communicate their own language on making sure that they all are assignment sound. It's intriguing to watch them as the weeks go on, as the practice plan comes together and the game plan for that week on how they piece it all together. Really impressed with this group.
One of the most difficult positions to play, isn't it?
It's got to be, I've never done it, but also watching all the things and the details that go into it on identifying the front, where the linebacker is that you've got to identify, if there's additional pressure coming into the box, and just listening to those guys communicate down from tackle down to the center and then across the board, it's really amazing on how they do it each week.
Let's flip to the other side of the ball. Just a thought on the breakdowns in pass coverage in the second half of that game.
Well, one was just strictly man coverage, and we went for a head and shoulder fake and ended up running a post corner, or a corner post got in behind us. You know, we bit on it, and really that's fundamentally speaking, just if you're not sure, continue to get depth, and we had a mishap there. And then, you know, the one over on our sideline, just get the guy out of bounds. You know, we're in position, and he thought he stepped out of bounds with this play through the whistle. We didn't, you know, those two really affected on really two big plays that were offered. This, we didn't make them earn that, and
right.
That's the hard part, is, you know, they're going to score some points, make them earn every drive that they get.
The other one was trying to jump coverage too, and if you can't get right. there, you know, be sound, right?
That's right. You don't have anybody lined up behind you, you mm-hmm. know, that's, and if you go underneath and make a play on the ball and you make it, awesome. And if you don't, you better come up with part of the body to get the guy down.
As a staff, how much time have you spent talking about getting more pressure on the opposing quarterbacks? I mean, through four games, just five sacks, I think 21 tackles behind the line of scrimmage. Give me an idea as a staff where you are in that area.
I think you always want to find ways to be disruptive, and whether it's on first down, on putting them behind the sticks, so to speak, in second and long, or then you get them into third down and you want, you know, third and really six plus into that area to get in those situations, you need to be good on first and second down. And then get them into third downs and hopefully creatively enough that you're not always having to win a one-on-one battle, but at times that's going to have to happen. They're going to have a defensive end or a defensive tackle or an extra next level player get pressure on beating a running back, or however the protection is takes place. You got to find a way to get additional pressure. You don't have to always get a sack, but if they feel the pressure in their face, then that helps coverage wise on the back end.
I want to talk a little bit about your tight ends, and in particular Albert Okwue Bunam, who had seven receptions in that game and is now tied for the lead in terms of most receptions on your team this season through the first four games. As you've watched him develop over the last year and four games, Is it a continual learning experience, if you will, in terms of understanding different ways that, you can utilize him in the pass game?
I think no question that there's been a great learning experience and curve for both sides, staff and player.
Right.
Because the things that we keep asking both of those guys to do,
right,
Albert and Kendall, they keep embracing it and they keep succeeding in doing it. And that's really fun because there's more now on their plate this week on what we're asking them to do. The competition between those guys, knowing that they're usually going to have an opportunity to have a mismatch in some area, and then creatively finding ways where to line those guys up when you can get a mismatch, and then those guys going and executing and finishing the play. So really proud of both of their development up to this point. We're going to really need to lean on them here the next couple weeks to help us continue to get first downs, and then you get down in the red area and you got to find a way to come up with points, and those guys can help you do that.
You know, talking about Kendall too, and we've both watched him develop, you more closely than I have, but the thing that I've noticed is just there's a level of focus about him and his approach that is at a higher level than it's ever been. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would suggest that is absolutely true. He understands his window of opportunity is closing down now at this level, and he understands that he could turn it into something else, but even put all that stuff aside, he cares about this football team and wanting to do his role to help this team, and I admire that more than just about anything.
Okay, so because of a new rule adopted by the NCAA, or an adjustment, I guess I should say, players could play in the first four games before making a decision on whether to redshirt them or not. Are there any of the incoming freshmen that may have played in the first four games that now will redshirt?
Well, we had early on in our first two games, we played, you know, a couple offensive linemen that haven't played in the last two games. I think those guys would you know, be a candidate to go ahead and use the redshirt year. All the other guys at this point that have played, we're going to keep on playing them because they're in roles either on special teams, some on defense, you know, Beatty for sure on offense, you know, the receivers that have played up to this point, those guys are helping us, and they're going to continue to push and really help our football team moving forward.
Has Beatty's impact surprised you?
Yeah, it has. And, I mean, anybody that say it hasn't would probably not be telling the truth. I thought that he was a skilled, talented kid. I didn't know what he would be able to handle workload-wise from not just when you turn and hand the ball off to him. I mean, there's a lot of guys that can do that. But the details of pass protection, on route running, on all the things that we put onto that position that really hadn't missed a beat. And it's because he's, you know, number one, he cares about the game, he wants to be good, and also he's poured in a lot of time on understanding the role of that position and what we needed to do.
We're live at Taste of the Tiger, the second annual Taste of the Tiger event, benefiting the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. This is Tiger Talk, presented each week by Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll be back to Buffalo Wild Wings next week. A reminder for those in the audience, don't forget to bid on all of the silent auction items. There'll be a live auction coming up here at the stadium after we are complete. More with Barry Odom still to come. We'll have our player segment with Kevin Pendleton and Trevor Wallace Sims. More Tiger Talk after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVW are based on Ford segmentation.
We're live at the Technology All-Star Game, where Marco just picked up another great win for its network security services. With so many online threats trying to penetrate this team's network, Marco's network security services played the perfect combination of offense and defense. This team stopped viruses in their tracks. That is some firewall. And all of that muscle is backed up by Marco's amazing service and support. See more Marco network security highlights at marconet.com.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven-layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day?
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
This football season, Regions doesn't want anything to get between you and the game you love, especially not a lost or stolen card. Lockit lets you lock your card before you even report the problem. Plus, with Lockit, you can use your Regions mobile app to customize your card protection for a little extra game day peace of mind. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at regions.com/lockit. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Hi, this is Dan Eichen with Samco Business Products. Have you ever wished you could see your completed office furnishings project before you had to choose it? Samco introduces Visual Impressions, our new design service that allows you to see and apply the actual fabrics and finishes to the products you select and place them in your building. We can add wall and floor coverings, doors and windows to simulate your exact space. Go to checksamco.com and click on Visual Impressions to learn more. Then relax, because with Samco, work just got better.
Is your man cave starting to feel like a real cave?
Is all the cold air from outside coming in to ruin all your basketball games?
Is the warm air in the summer making you feel like you're in the Sahara Desert watching that baseball game?
Call Columbia Water and Light at 573-874-2489 and find out who they would recommend to install your new air conditioner and heat pump.
Then your man cave will feel like the perfect day every day.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
Tiger Talk presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. We're back to Buffalo Wild Wings next week on a Thursday for the show with Barry Odom. Reminder, the Tigers are at South Carolina coming up this Saturday morning. 11 a.m. is the kickoff. Our coverage here on the Tiger Network begins at 9. Next segment, we'll hear from Kevin Pendleton and Trevor Wallace Sims. Been telling you that we're at Memorial Stadium on the east side as you walk in here in Columbia for the second annual Taste of the Tiger event benefiting the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. You and your lovely bride, Tia, have been involved in the Food Bank. Why? What is it about this that attracts you and also your resources?
Well, I think the opportunity to give back to an area that's been so great to our family and individually, Central Missouri, and then my wife's from Northeast Missouri. So it's kind of built in geographically, number one. And then all the resources that the folks pour in to this organization. I admire all the people that put so much into the day-to-day operations on giving kids an opportunity and families an opportunity to have a meal. And there's a lot of times that could be brushed away to the side, but you know, you talk about kids and education and the opportunity for them to have a platform to go be successful. And if you can get them a breakfast or a meal before they head home, when they don't get one when they get home, for us to have a small part in that, I'm going to help any opportunity that I get.
You know, in this great country in which you live, kids should not go hungry. And so it's incumbent upon us, right, to try and give back and try to serve. And I think about the number of people they serve per month, 100,000 per month, 1.2 million per year. 32 counties across Central and Northeast Missouri, and they just do terrific work.
Such a great opportunity for those that can to really assist in something that stays local, and it helps, and it turns our society into a better place because of all the work that this organization does.
This is the third consecutive year I've had a chance to help co-chair Score Against Hunger. This year, for the second straight year, Larry Lithicum, the former Tiger, the superintendent of schools in Jefferson City, Dr. Lithicum, is our co-chair, but we've been able to raise more than $1 million in each of the last 2 years, and I'm sure because of the great people like the folks that are assembled here tonight, we'll be able to bypass that figure again this year. And so it's just it's great to have a lot of people here. It's great to have a lot of people that are reaching into their pockets and supporting the food bank, and it's also great the support that you give it. Just curious, the fact that Larry Smith, your former head coach, a guy that I think we both loved, the fact that he started it, does that give you a special bond too?
Absolutely, it does. And you look at, I remember as a student athlete on the importance that he put on it. And I remember, he put the ability to bring in canned food. He made everybody do it. And it was awesome on the impact that he influentially put on our football team, and I remember it. I remember the speech he used to give about it and the reasons why. And so to be able to carry that on, absolutely, it means a great deal to me.
So when you return after the player segment, you think we could maybe get a Larry Smith impersonation, perhaps?
Not a chance.
Not a chance. We're back after this. Kevin Pendleton and Trevor Wallace Sims will join us on our players segment on Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors from the second annual Taste of the Tiger event, benefiting the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri, on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, Tiger fans. It's time to plan your tailgates, and we want to help make it easy and hassle-free. Block Party is back and offering full turnkey service with premium reserve space, top-quality tents, lounge furniture, and bellhop services to Tiger fans who want a better game day experience. All you need to do is show up, and we'll handle the rest. For more information and to book a hassle-free tailgate, please visit our website at blockpartypresents.com/Mizzou.
As your dealer for life, Kia of Columbia knows the people we have around here make the difference. Your Kia's lifetime warranty gives you peace of mind no matter where you go. Your transmission and engine are covered 100%. The people taking care of your Kia are just as important. Nationally ranked and trained ASC certified technicians led by the one, the only, Sean Reno.
Hey, that's me.
I'm Ty Clark with Kia of Columbia. Service starts with the sale, but continues for a lifetime. Kia of Columbia, your dealer for life.
The newest SEC football rivalry continues. Shelter Insurance is proud to present the 5th annual Battle Line Rivalry Game between your Mizzou Tigers and the Arkansas Razorbacks on Black Friday, November 23rd. This year, the Battle Line Rivalry Game will continue to rock the gridiron and heat up the border back at Faurot Field. And it's all presented by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Tiger Talk, presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. We will be back at Buffalo Wild Wings next Thursday night with Mizzou football coach Barry Odom. Central Bank is your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.net. The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The law firm of Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. Time now for our players segment. Please welcome a senior starting guard from Lee Summit, Missouri, Mr. Kevin Pendleton, ladies and gentlemen. Also with us from East St. Louis, Illinois, also a starting guard, junior Trevor Wallace Sims. Guys, it's great to have you here. You've been here many times. This is your second time on the show, so pleasure having you both on. Let's start with the basics. So we're four games in, right? Four games into this 12-game slate. Yeah. Kevin, just an evaluation. Team's 3-1, obviously. Kind of where you think this group is right now through the first four games of the season.
Absolutely. We've seen some good things on the field. Guys are stepping up, making plays, the young guys specifically, and some vets are taking this team to the next level. We got to continue to do that every day because we know what we can be. We know what we have in that locker room. I feel like it's a special group. And so we're excited about it for sure. And I can't wait to get to down to South Carolina.
Trevor, for you, just a thought on the first four games.
Most definitely. I feel like we're in a great position right now. You know, it's not a lot of teams that's 3-1 going in, you know, as the first, what, one-third of the season,
yeah.
So, like, we're in a point where we have to, like, capitalize on these, like, eight games, you know, just go out and play how we play, you know, prepare the right way. And I feel like we'll have a very good chance. And I believe every game on our schedule is a very winnable game. And so I'm very confident.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the offensive line here in just a second. But I want to go back to you, Kevin, because here you are, a senior now.
Man.
You shake your head, don't you?
Yeah.
Where did the time go, right?
Who knows? You know, my smile's still here, and my lack of facial hair is still the same.
So. I think I said to you during camp, I remember this guy that came in from Lee Summit West, and he had this kind of like a chubby, great smile. And what'd you say to me? You said, well, maybe some of the chubbiness is gone, but the smile's still there.
No doubt. Absolutely.
You look back on it, though. Mm-hmm. And people tell you this when you arrive. You're not going to believe how fast it goes.
Right.
So can you put it into perspective for those listening, just how fast this thing slides by for you?
You know, you show up in the summer as a freshman, coming from high school, coming, and I came from, you know, I had two different high school situations, so I felt like I experienced a lot. But then college is a whole new world. You're out living by yourself. You know, I had to pay my phone bill for the first time by myself. Then once you move off campus, your second year, you're paying rent. Paying utilities, all this stuff, and you know it's you're growing up, and it goes by so fast. But when you're in the moment, it feels like forever. And guys lose that focus that you know this is only 4 or 5 years of your life. You know, life expectancy is around 80 years, so it's such a small part of your life, but it's so instrumental in creating the person that you're going to be for the next 40 years of your life.
Trevor, you're already a junior. Doesn't it seem like just yesterday you're being recruited out of East St. Louis?
Oh. Most definitely, and just knowing the fact that, you know, I was a part of Coach Odom's first recruiting class, and it's been going by very fast. It's like it's unreal. Like, as a kid, you didn't really, like, think on it or how fast it's going to go. And, like, I'm like, wow, like, I'm literally almost done with college. It's very fast. It makes you grow up, like wow. Like, it's here.
Yeah, exactly. You guys both played for great high school coaches, and I want to talk about them both because two different guys, obviously. Trevor, for you, you played for Darren Sunken, a guy that had great success on the west side of the river at Hazelwood, then came over to East St. Louis and has tremendous success with the Flyers. Why is he successful as a high school coach?
I believe it's a mindset. Like we always had the mindset that we were good. Like, and that's pretty much how we attacked every day. And we had an awesome coach who prepared us, put us in position to win. So that's why I feel like he is that successful.
Are there lessons that he taught you that maybe you still apply today? Or messages or things you might have learned in the program?
I mean, yeah, just coming to work, you know, every day, just having a mindset of what you have to get done and attacking the task you have at hand that day.
Sure. And
that's what I feel like kind of he instilled in me. That's what I feel like he did a great job in.
You played for Roy Spame, of course, who is the father of Evan Bame, who was a terrific player here at the University of Missouri. Coach Bame's a legendary figure in high school football in the Kansas City area. What makes his team so good? What makes him so good as a coach?
He came in from day one at Lee Summit West and set a program, set a culture, a way that things were supposed to be done. In 10 years, he took a program, a brand new school, brand new program, and won 3 state championships. So, kind of like what Trev said, you know, it's a mindset every day, and a culture that you have in a program to be able to do something like that, and do it at such a high level.
And the reason why I wanted to bring that up, because you guys, I think, are seeing and have seen – a transition in the culture with this program here as well.
Absolutely.
Would you agree with that? And if so, elaborate on that.
Absolutely. Coach Odom came in from day one and wanted a winning culture to cultivate, but there were steps to for that to happen. So it started in that winter conditioning program, carried over with Coach Cutchlow and the strength staff in the summer with our conditioning, and then into that first season. And it's been a process every single day, and we're continuing to work on it, and it's getting stronger and stronger every day.
You told me during camp, and Trey, I want you to talk about this a little bit, that this is, in terms of the closeness of this group, the family-type environment, that it's as close as it's ever been since he's been here. Have you experienced that too?
Oh, I have. Like, we almost do everything together, you know, like, we really, like, spend time on and off the field, like, with each other and, like, actually just being a helping hand for each other. Like, whenever you're down, we're always there to, like, you know, kind of lift you up. And, like football is a brotherhood. Like, you know, so the closer we are, like, off the field, that makes us better on the field. Because, like, I'm willing to do anything for the man to my left and right. And that's what I feel like we really emphasize, is coming closer as a group and as a whole, so we can get to, like, so we can achieve the goals that we want.
You guys are somewhat a model of consistency, and as is a guy like a Paul Adams or others on that offensive line. You've started 17 consecutive games.
I have.
Tristan's done the same thing. You've started 27 of the last 29 games. To play that position and to be able to show up for work each and every game is pretty doggone impressive. So give me an idea of how difficult it is to prepare for each game to play that position of guard on the offensive line.
Well, it's an intriguing position, and it's one that, you know, a lot of people don't even know about. Most of the time, people ask me what position I play. I just play offensive line.
Right.
But with guard, you know, you're constantly communicating with the center and the tackle, as well as the guys on the other side of the ball or on the other side of the line. So just because I play left guard and Trev plays right guard, me and him are in constant communication. Because once say Tristan sets a mic point or something like that, Trev has to know where I'm going, and it's a task that you work out every day, starting in the spring ball and then continue all through camp and throughout the season.
Setting a mic point, so he's setting for the offensive line where the mic linebacker is.
The mic point is critical. That tells everybody where you go. So if you mic wrong, then you can mess the whole play up. Like, just one mistake, just identifying the wrong guy will mess the whole play up, and it won't work.
What have you learned, Trey, from being around this guy?
See, when I came in, you know, I wasn't always the most likable guy, you know. So
Why is that, man? Big smile like that? Come on now.
I mean, I get it, you know. So
he didn't always have that smile.
I guess they had to, you know, adjust to me.
He didn't always have that smile.
I didn't. You know, I was, you know, coming from a winning at high school, you know, you kind of had this, you know, certain.
You had a little attitude.
Little arrogance about, yeah. You know, had, you know, so. But, yeah, so that's pretty much that right there.
So he helped mature you, I think, is what you're saying.
Most definitely. He did. Like, I'm just glad that they, like, gave me time, you know? Like, they didn't make a decision, though.
So tactfully, what you're saying is he was a little rough around the edges when he got here.
You know, Trev just, he came in and, you know, he had to learn how to, you know, adjust to new people, a new surrounding, and stuff like that. And that's normal for all freshmen. But, you know, we loved him up, and, you know, he went through that phase like every freshman, that it's an adjustment. And so as brothers and as older guys on the team, we got to understand that freshmen every year are going to come in with, you know, some it might be a slower process for them to get adjusted to a new team, or some might jump right in. But you can't let that one time or that one experience throw it off, because you're going to be counting on a guy like that. And you got to bring him into the family and mold him into the person that, you know, Coach Odom and the rest of the coaches have created. So they have to become a Tiger.
Going to talk about Brad Davis here in just a little bit, but it's somewhat of an honor to have you guys here on a Thursday night. I mean, because Thursday night is usually reserved for dinner with the quarterback, correct?
No doubt.
It is.
No doubt.
It is.
So how did we work this out?
Drew understood.
I feel like Drew understands. Yeah. Like, what's going on? Like, there's no hard feelings, I would hope.
So when you guys are around him, on a Thursday dinner. Mm-hmm. What's up for grabs? What are some of the topics that we're talking about?
You know, there's always a football game on. We're watching some kind of football, whether it's professional football, college football. We're sitting around at a good pizza spot with G&D's, and you know, it's a good culture out there. You know, they're a hospitable place. You know, some fans come up and say hi, and you know, we love anytime we can interact with fans, especially the kids. So it's a chance to get out of the community, hang out with our brothers, and just enjoy some time around each other.
Brad Davis comes in as your offensive line coach. What has that experience been like working with him?
Oh, so, like, he, like, took me in and, like, just broke me down as a player. And, like, he came in and identified all, like, my weaknesses. And, like, we pretty much had to rebuild mode, you know? So he's an awesome coach. I love him to death. He's, like, a great guy to be around. And he's a great coach, and he knows what he's talking about. And I love his passion for the game. Like he really cares about the game of football. And like I love that in him.
Was that something he did with you too? I mean, you were an established player. Did he go back to the basics with you too?
He coached everybody the same, whether it was a walk-on guy or if you were a future senior. He came in and, like Trev said, you know, he wanted to establish connection with us, let him know that, you know, he's here to serve us and help us take our game to the next level and grow as men off the field as well. So first we had to establish that relationship and that trust that, you know, he's really here for us. And then, like Trev said, you know, he gave it to us real. You know, he broke it down and spit facts. It, you know, everybody has a part of their game that they have to get better at, and everybody has a part of the game that they can take to the next level to be a better player, to help this team win game. So we embrace that culture, and I feel like every day guys have had the right attitude, whether he's coaching us hard or he's telling a joke in the meeting room. You know, guys have embraced him as a coach, embraced him as a figure in that room that we can lean on, whether it's on the field or we have some trouble in the classroom, trouble with family situation, you know, whatever. We can lean on because he's really here and he cares about us.
Trevor Wallace Sims and Kevin Pendleton are with us. A couple more minutes here on our player segment on Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. We're live tonight from the Taste of the Tiger event on the east side of Memorial Stadium in Columbia, which benefits the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. From an academic standpoint, do you have your degree?
I'm finishing one class, but it's almost there. It's an online class. It's 8 out of 12 lessons done, one test done. I have one test left, so I'm excited. I can't wait to get that degree because it'll be a huge accomplishment.
In what?
In sport management.
In sports management. Yeah. How about for you?
I'm actually 1.5 years away from getting my degree, so I still got a while. So. But also, I'm a sports management major. And
we've had classes together. It's been fun.
For both of you guys, why Mizzou? What was it about this program that attracted each of you? Trevor, let me begin with you.
So one thing that attracted me to Mizzou, obviously, Mizzou being 2 hours away from home and, you know, opportunity to play in the SEC, you know, like, this is the premier conference. It doesn't get any better than the SEC. And, like, it was a why not deal, you know? Like, also just, like, meeting with Coach Odom, like, one thing, he was honest, like, as you know, as we were the first class there, so he said it was going to be tough. Like, it's going to be a turnaround, and like, I really think we have a great opportunity to, like, take this program to, like, where it's supposed to be and, like, get it back to the glory days. And I really believe that, and I feel that. And that's one thing Coach Odom always said. He was like, we're going to get there. And he didn't say it was going to be easy. He said it was going to be tough. And I trusted, I believe in the words that he said, and that's what, you know, I was sold here.
How about for you?
Like Trev said, it was close to home, and that was huge to me because I'm a huge family guy. So any chance I get to have my family come out to games, I take that chance. Also, just the people that were around here, whether not only in that academic or that athletic complex, but on campus. Campus is an amazing place, and it's helped me grow as a person in the classroom. So that was huge for me. And then just like I said, the people here, the teammates that were on the team, the coaches that were involved, it just felt like a place that it felt like home, and it truly was. And I've been blessed to spend 4.5 years here, so I'm just excited for the little bit of time I have left in Columbia, and I'm going to try to make it the best I can.
Can you tell us something about Trevor Sims that we don't know?
Oh, man. I can tell you a lot of things, but I'll tell you one thing. He is a musical artist. You know, he's that's something that when he's not, you know, studying film or working on classwork, he likes to, you know, express himself in a musical sense. So he's been working on songs and stuff like that. And so it's look out for Trev Sims' next album.
Trev, tell us something about KP we don't know.
He has 7 siblings, you know, so, and also, like, he sings in the shower.
I'm usually singing Trev songs.
I mean, what's the name? I'm trying to think of a good one. I really don't.
That's all right, man. That's all right. Hey, it's great to see you both. Good luck at South Carolina this week, and thanks for being here tonight.
Absolutely.
Kevin Pendleton and Trevor Wallace Sims. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk continues after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Excited for Tigers football game day? Well, Papa John's just made it even better. Every day, Tigers football takes the field. Get 50% off your regular menu price order from PapaJohns.com with promo code Mizzou50. That's right. Spend every football game day with 50% off your entire online order when you enter promo code Mizzou50 at PapaJohns.com. Don't spend another game day without Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. Join today with our fall special and pay only $85 a month in dues for local or junior golf membership through April of 2018. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from Mediacom. Call 844-EXTREME-3.
Missouri's families deserve safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors are working together to build the infrastructure you need to safely get to work, get the kids to school, and run your errands. Safe roads and bridges drive Missouri. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
Whoa, we're going to Andy's.
Hi, folks. This is Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. After 30 years in business, we have found the ultimate combination of 3 ingredients. It's our super secret ooey gooey mix. Chunks of Heath Bar, fresh roasted almonds, and warm caramel, all blended together with Andy's Made Fresh Hourly Vanilla Frozen Custard for the ultimate ooey gooey concrete. It's so good, it's hard to get the spoon from your cup to your mouth and back to your cup fast enough. Available only at your nearby Andy's Frozen Custard. You're going to love it.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Tiger Talk continues here on the Tiger Network from Learfield, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Hey, partner with the Tigers and the Food Bank, the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more about the Score Against Hunger campaign presented by MPIC. Shelter Insurance presents the Battle Line Rivalry this year. The Tigers host Arkansas here for O-Field. Show your support so Missouri can keep the trophy in Columbia. The Battle Line Rivalry, Friday, November 23rd, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Our final segment of Tiger Talk with Barry Odom is up next on the Tiger Talk. Tiger Network from Learfield.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know that 1 in 5 children in Missouri faces hunger? The Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri helps fill these empty stomachs by providing buddy packs to children who rely on subsidized lunch at school. For just $180, you can sponsor a buddy pack for a child every weekend for an entire school year. MPICS presents Score Against Hunger lets you in on Tigers' action while helping feed children. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more. The Food Bank is proud to be the first and only official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom, buckle
can we get some ice cream?
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tiger Talk on the Tiger Network from Learfield. Barry Odoms alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. We're at Taste of the Tiger event presented by our benefiting the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Really enjoyed being around those guys. Kevin and Trevor, two guys that are just really, really neat kids.
You know what? They've done such a great job in our program, and they're going to have tremendous success in whatever they set out to do when football's over for them. I'm proud that they're my guys, and they give everything that they've got to the University of Missouri and our football program, and they've done such a great job on the field, but the job that they do off the field and in the classroom, I admire the way that they approach things.
You head to Columbia, South Carolina tomorrow to take on the Gamecocks on Saturday afternoon, and I think it's fair to say you're playing a desperate football team, aren't you?
Well, I think it's a big game for both of us. And obviously, I think that they're coached really well. They've got a lot of really good players. They are hungry for a game, but there's no way in the world that they want it more than we do. And it's going to be a tremendous game. And, you know, my guess, Mike, is it's going to go down to decide it in the fourth quarter, and it'll come down to the turnover margin. Who can make and prevent explosive plays, and then get down to the fourth quarter and see how it plays out.
How well do you know Will?
Fairly well. I mean, it's a guy that, in meetings and even out of meetings in the offseason, communicate with, and he's done a great job. I think he's a really, really good football coach, and I think he's a good person.
Their quarterback, Jake Bentley, went out in the fourth quarter with what was termed as a knee injury, but said that he's been practicing all week, and I think you probably expect to see him from the very first snap, don't you?
No, I think so, and, he's a tremendous competitor, and, most of those guys that are great competitors, they put the team first, and I think that we will see him in action early on and throughout the course of a game.
Debo Samuel is a difference maker, as you found out a year ago, isn't he?
He is, and he does it all the time. And it's not just our game last year, but you know, every week he's making a play. He's a game changer. And we've got to be very aware of where he is at all times, the way that they get him the football. And then in the return game, not only is he one of the best returners in college football, but they do a great job on blocking, giving him just a little bit of space, and then he makes teams pay.
What What stands out about South Carolina on the defensive side of the football?
I think up front, especially interior up front, they're battle-tested and in a really disruptive group. The way that they match up coverages in the back end, they're aggressive in how they do that. But, you know, they've got the two defensive tackles that they roll in and out, and then I think their entire defensive line, that's going to be a great battle to watch as our guys up front and their guys on the line of scrimmage on how that plays out.
It's a great environment, isn't it?
It's one of the best. And, you know, as competitors go and say and be in that environment, that's what you signed up for, and our kids are excited to have the opportunity to go play there.
Hey, man, it's great to see you. Good luck this weekend, and we'll see you tomorrow. And thanks for coming out and supporting this great event tonight.
Thanks for everybody that's here, supports this event, and you know, it's great to be involved in the community, and for all the folks that take part and help out, much applause to the things that you do.
Tigers football coach Barry Odom with us as we put the wraps on this edition of Tiger Talk from Taste of the Tiger, which benefits the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Our thanks to Kevin Pendleton and Trevor Wallace-Sims. Matt Weingartner is our engineer. Don't forget Missouri at South Carolina, 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock the kickoff, 9 o'clock the coverage here on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
From Buffalo Wild Wings, Tiger Talk has been presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.